But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
How are
you?
Cowboys.
Yes. You taking the loss okay?
I'm taking about as well as I can. I'm taking the loss along with about, I'd say about 10 OxyContins. That's what my doctor gave me. He gave me some of that OxyContins to help me with my hips.
Yeah, are they feeling better?
They are. They're doing good. Doing good.
That's good.
They're doing a lot better than our team is. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. What happened in the second half?
Well, I don't know what Jason's halftime speech was, but it should have included a reminder that football games typically have two halves.
Right, typically, yeah.
Yeah, our players were not aware of that. And then, of course, they come out there, it turns all nasty in that second half, and we just couldn't get back on top of that. That, you know, it reminded me that game. I think that it turned nasty faster than Gene does at 2 a.m. when Roosevelt accidentally bumps into her art when he's trying to carry me to bed. And that's nasty.
Yeah, I imagine.
Hey, let me ask you two. You are on a sports station, aren't you?
Yep.
Do you fellas know the difference between our defense yesterday and a bottle of Pepto-Bismol?
What's that?
Pepto-Bismol usually stop the runs. We don't do that.
Sure enough, yeah.
Sure enough. They had them big running lanes and opening up that and it was quite a – what's going on back there?
Back where?
I don't know. I hear you making noise. You making fun of me. I have you killed.
Whoa. What? Well, no, we're just listening to you talk.
I'm sorry. That was the medicine talking. Sit down. What you drinking?
Well, nothing right now.
And that Julio Jones, that's the most talented Mexican I've ever seen.
Julio. Don't believe he's Hispanic.
Well, you said his name was Julio.
Yes.
We didn't say that. That is his name.
Well, he completely tore us anew in prison style, I tell you that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Speaking of Hispanics, you know, the NFL is using this month to honor them.
Right, yeah, it's National Hispanic Awareness Month? I don't know. Something like
deal?
That.
What's the deal with that?
Well, I don't know. It's just to pay homage to Hispanic heritage.
Man, when I drive around town, looks like every month is a Hispanic month. That's what Roosevelt says. Just see old Brandon get sacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I swear I move around faster after two hip surgeries than he does on his original hips.
Yeah, he's not a speed demon.
But with around 6 minutes till halftime, Whedon started looking very Romo-like, didn't he?
It was working.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm referring to that ridiculous interception he threw.
Oh. Yeah. Looked not
like
so much there.
Catch that guy. And I've been hearing some criticism of how, you know, Whedon made all them completions, but they were little dump-off passes here and there.
Yeah.
And that's you know, he won't go deep.
Right.
Brandon, we're trying to protect him from that. And much like a lot of these I'm going back away from that when I don't say something.
Okay. Yeah, don't say something you're going to regret, Jerry.
I tell you what, Tony stuck down there on the sidelines. I snuck over to Candace's suite.
Okay. Leave her alone.
I was going to ask if she wanted to try out my new military-grade aluminum gorilla hips.
They're not called that.
That's what they officially are, George.
Okay.
And that is your name, George. It's not Jody. You tried to convince me it was Jody for
no,
forever.
You called me that. I've never said that to you.
Oh, so your name is Jody.
Okay. No, it's George.
I got you. I understand now. We look forward to next week, and I'll be there with you guys watching it with John Wiley Price.
No, Dwayne Carraway. That's who we watch games
Good
with.
Good morning to you.
Okay, we'll see you. There goes Jerry. Clearly upset. The Cowboys lost yesterday.